Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. This is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode for you guys. Y'all, it feels like I'm back like I never left. Like, it ain't nothing but God. Y'all already know that. Hello. It ain't nothing but God, because when I say he is like alive and active within my mind, within my heart. He is alive and active within everything. Like, I just feel renewed. I feel rejuvenated. I feel like I have a deeper sense of purpose now. I feel like clearly I needed to go through all of the things that I went through in order to be able to do what I do and to continue to do what I do. I want to come on here and really dissect and articulate in real time what it is that I feel God is communicating to me in this season of my life. Since being back on this podcast, I have been really talking about certain things in real time with you guys. Like, I don't have any notes. I that perfectionist in me, I would have 5 bullet points. You know, I will put my teacher hat on. I would be like, you know what, let me. But I really think that God is just using my vulnerability on this podcast in this season, because it's needed. It's needed. It is so necessary. There are so many people coming to Christ. I was watching a YouTuber, and I think I told y'all this, but I was watching a YouTuber, and I've been watching her for a couple of years. I started off watching her sister, but then I ended up following and watching her. And at some point of her journey, and I think she was Catholic. Like, she started off being Catholic or in a Catholic traditional family. And then a couple of years ago, she got into New Age and she became a life coach and started, you know, helping people, like, you know, with mindset and breath work and manifestation and all of the things. And she literally, like, fell off the face of this earth. It was like last time I, you know, searched and watched her videos was like, I want to say a year and a half ago. And recently, I rediscovered her page because she came back. But when she came back, she started talking about Jesus and how she had this encounter with him. And like, her whole channel is all about, you know, like, her day in a life, vlogging, you know, life with her husband, moving back home with her family and Jesus. And it's so many YouTubers that are like in this space now. Another YouTuber, she was a beauty guru. Now she's all about Jesus. Like, she done had an encounter. There was another lifestyle beauty vlogger or blogger, whatever y'all want to call it. I used to watch her a lot a couple years ago. She had an encounter. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, Lord, you bringing the girls home. All right. Okay. Like, you bringing the girls on home. I love to see it. And we've talked about this in previous episodes, how there is a great encounter that is taking place, right? You see so many people that were in New Age, witchcraft, all of the things. People that grew up in the church, left, you know, started doing their own thing. Now they're coming back to Christ. And I'm highlighting this so we can like set the tone for this episode. But the reason that we are seeing so many people like step into their true identities is because at some point they realized, oh, what I am in, this is not helping me. Like, this is not working. The type of influences, the type of groups, the type of friends that, like, the type of people that I am around, this is not conducive to what God is showing me. Like, people are literally having an encounter with God in many different ways, and they are realizing that the route, the destination, where I was going, who I was becoming, who I was trying to become, it does not reflect what's in my heart. It was clearly the wrong path. It was the wrong way. And now that people are turning away from that path, they are rediscovering who they are in Christ. And I feel like I myself had that encounter where I was going down the path of ministry. Y'all know, prophetic. I'm sitting up here like, yeah, I'm going to be on stage preaching, prophesying, you know, in the church. I'm about to go back to, you know, I had even thought about going to seminary school. I was like embedded, you know, like I was going down that route. And I realized that God did not need me to go down that route. I thought he wanted me to. Because of what I was seeing, what I was exposed to, I thought I had to go down that route because my father went down that route. I thought I had to be in the church because, or I thought my career was in the church because that's how I grew up. And I always battled with that. I always went like back and forth, didn't know if this was God or if this was just me, you know, thinking that I needed to go this route. But I now realize that God specifically did not allow me to go down that path because he wants to use me in ways that are unconventional. He wants to use me, my personality, my knowledge, my wisdom, my gifting, my anointing for people who are coming to Christ, who are recommitting their lives to Christ, people who have been in darkness that are now coming to Christ. Like, I feel like God is specifically centering me and positioning me to be a vessel for the lost. I thought I was going to be a vessel for, you know, people that's already in church, you know, like the congregation. You know, people who are already, you know, in this life. But I really believe that since my own encounter, God has been reintroducing me to my authentic self for the purpose of using me, using my testimony, using my experiences, using the wisdom and knowledge that I've gained from my experiences for them. And that's why this episode is about identity. The way God wants to use you in this season, how God wants to use you in this season is directly tied to your authentic self, the imperfect version of you, the version of you who doesn't know it all, the version of you who doesn't know how to communicate or articulate yourself perfectly. God wants to use you in that way, the humble you. Yeah, the you that doesn't puff themselves up in pride, the you that he had to take around the wilderness a couple of times. The crushing and the pruning was for the purpose of extracting all of the ideas, all of the methods, all of the behaviors, all of the mindsets that you developed outside of his will. He needed to get that out of you because he's using you for the purpose of bringing people back to him, bringing the lost sheep back to him. See, when you're in church, you grew up in church and you know, you find your identity in church, not God. You become religious. You become a finger pointer. You become a prideful person. you become a judgmental person, and that version of yourself can't help nobody come to Christ. That version of yourself cannot allow or does not allow the Holy Spirit to dwell fully on the inside of you. Like, God can't use you because you are prideful. God can't use you because you think ain't nothing wrong with you. Like, the great encounter, and I prophesied this 3 years ago, August, 3 years ago, I think, in 2020, or 2 years ago. I prophesied this and said, there was a part in there where I said, when these people come to Christ, when these people come out of New Age, when they come out of witchcraft, when they come back to Christ for real, they are going to need leadership. Yeah, the people that they used to follow, the people that they used to be inspired by, the people that they used to, you know, be in friend groups with, the communities they used to be a part of, that's no longer going to be a part of their lives anymore. Like, everything about them is going to be new. Everything, their thinking, their behaving, everything is going to be new. So the version, the authentic version of yourself that God is going to use is going to be the humble you, the loving you, the compassionate you, the you that's not afraid to get it wrong, the you that allows the Lord to use you, the you that is completely dependent on God in every area of your life. That version is going to be the most relatable to that specific group of people. Now, if this episode applies to you, then it applies. Don't try to make it fit if it don't fit. But in order for us to be a part of this awakening, a part of this revival, a part of what God is doing in the earth, a part of God bringing people back home, we have to be set in stone in our identities. Like, we cannot waver anymore. In the last season, I talked about building a foundation or rebuilding your foundation with God. Your identity is the result of that foundation. Your relationship with God is the result of that foundation. Knowing who you are, knowing who you are not, knowing who you are outside of church, outside of your title, outside of your business, is going to allow you to be able to influence and lead other people back to Christ. Some of these people that you are going to lead, they are not going to grow up in church, so they're not going to know all of the church slang and, you know, the church sayings and all of that. They're not going to be well versed in scripture. They're not going to have a completed foundation, right? Like, they're not going to even, some of them are not going to even have an understanding of what building a foundation is, which is why God needs you to fully embrace your true identity and your true authentic self so that you can be able to minister to them. When I was having this conversation, I said this in an previous episode, this season. I think it was the first episode. When I was having a conversation with somebody and they were talking about, you know, things that were going on in the schools and, you know, child pornography and things like that, in that moment, I shared my own struggles with pornography as a young kid. And I didn't feel no type of way about that. I used to feel shame about it. I used to feel some type of way about it. I used to be like, I don't want nobody knowing that about me. I used to have pride as a leader saying, oh, they don't need to know that about me. They don't need to know my weaknesses. They don't need that. Like, in that moment, I was able to be used by God in a way that I never allowed him to use me. I was able to minister to somebody who ain't grow up in the church. I was able to minister to somebody and encourage them from a place of vulnerability and a place of authenticity. Like, I believe the reason for this podcast episode, and the reason God is sending me back to the podcast is to help us really understand, like, what we're doing. Like, we're not just called to preach the gospel to people. We're called to live the gospel out. We're called to be examples of the gospel. We are called to, like, minister to people from a place of authenticity. Because your favorite pastors, they're not going to get on their platforms and talk about the things that they have kept hidden. They're not going to talk about the things that they still struggle with. Some of them will, but most of them won't. My pastor now, the church that I go to, he's very open with his struggles in his identity. He always talks about, or not always, but he frequently talks about his struggles of, you know, being a pastor in the position that he's in. He's like, yeah, when I first came, you know, to this church and, you know, I first stepped into this position of leadership, I thought I had to be like T.D. Jakes. I thought I had to be like this person, this pastor. But what he realized is that once he just started being himself, that's when the people came. That's when, you know, the favor came upon him, like all of the blessings, all of the things. And I think that when we as Christians understand that our identity leading with our authenticity is the way to really minister to people, it's really the blueprint to getting them saved. Because when you can connect with them on the level that they are at, first of all, it breaks a barrier. It tears down a wall, right? It allows them to open up in a way that they probably never have opened up before. Like, it allows the Holy Spirit to really penetrate their heart in that moment, because you instantly connect with them. You don't trauma bond. Oh yeah, I went through that, and you know, I this and I that, and this. No, like, it's like, I see what you're struggling with, and I just want to let you know that I've struggled with that too. Here is how God is helping me through this. Here is how I've learned to deal with this type of situation. Like, that's the discipleship. When it comes to identity, in that moment, I was not ashamed or afraid of saying that to them in that moment, because I had gone through this season of pruning. I had begun to really be my authentic self with God and stop hiding my struggles from him as if he don't know what I struggle with. I've been more vocal about my emotions and my feelings with God. So it broke a barrier off of me. It broke a layer and a wall with me and God. So now I understand, oh, you love me even when I struggle with this. Oh, you love me when I'm still struggling with this. You show up for me even in my imperfections. So I don't have to be ashamed of this anymore. I don't have to be held back from this anymore. I don't have to hide this part of me anymore. I don't have to, you know, show up as the perfect version of myself when I am in front of people. I don't have to say the right things all of the time. I don't have to lead with my knowledge and my wisdom and my accolades and my accomplishments, and this is like, I don't have to lead with that. I can just be me. Yeah, I could just be real and be like, oh yeah, I struggle with that too, and not feel, you know, no way about that, because you've already shown me, God, that you love me regardless. And if you love me through all of these struggles, and you're the only person that really, really matters, I should walk around here with a sense of self-love and integrity. If you love me in this way, then I need to love myself in that way as well. The main way or one of the ways that the enemy is going to get you to stop really showing up as your authentic self, but also detouring you from really stepping into your real true identity, is to use shame against you. It's the weirdest thing. I've been experiencing shame in subtle ways. Like, it'll be the littlest thing, and I'm realizing, oh, this is shame. Y'all know how, if you live in a house with somebody, and say they go to the bathroom, and you go to the bathroom after them, and it doesn't smell that great. In your mind, you want to say, oh my God, what? Oh my God, what? Ew. Yuck. You like, you want to, you know, say something about it, not realizing, like, you're shaming this person for having a human experience. Like, you're shaming this person for something that they cannot control. It is shame. Like, you are making this person feel bad because they relieved themselves. That's crazy. But of course, it all points back to my relationship with God. He's like, that's how the enemy does us. Stuff that we do, stuff that we can't always control sometimes, stuff that we did in the past, he tries to use that against us in those ways. And if he can get you to feel shamed about your experiences as a child and, you know, pornography addictions and this and this and all of that, like, if he can get you to feel shamed about that, then you will never step into your real identity. You'll never be able to effectively minister to somebody, because that's going to constantly be on your brain. I'm pretty sure that a lot of you who are listening to my podcast, and you have been here for a while, I can almost guarantee that God is calling you to step into the role of a leader. I can almost bet your bottom dollar, that God has called you to lead in some way, that God has called you to share your story. God has called you to, you know, start speaking more, but there is some shame. There is some, you know, fear there. What are people going to say? What are people going to think? I can almost guarantee you that you are struggling with the same things. But I am here to tell you that it's okay. You're not struggling with something that the people that are coming to God for the first time, like, you're not struggling with something that they probably haven't already experienced before. You're not struggling with something new. You're not struggling with something that God is not aware of. Like, don't let the world try to shame you as a Christian. Because for some reason, they feel like the people in the world, they feel like, oh, y'all supposed to be perfect. Y'all supposed to have it all together. Y'all supposed to act a certain way. Y'all supposed to this. Y'all supposed to that. And that's not true. I am supposed to struggle with something because I am not God. And I ain't Jesus either. I am neither one. So being perfect, being, you know, without fault, being without flaw is impossible. Who cares what they think? Who cares how you look? Who cares what you are perceived, like how you are perceived by people, especially people who don't even want to get close to God? Like, who cares? Stop performing. Stop performing for their approval. Stop performing for likes, for views. Like, if you're going to step into your true identity as a Christian, you're going to have to stop caring about everything and only care about what God tells you to care about. Mm-mm. What does the Bible tell you to care about? What does God tell you to care about in your quiet time with God? What is he telling you? Like, what is he putting on your heart? What desires is he giving you? Like, let's focus on that. What has God called you to do? Let's focus on that. Because I promise you, that's all that matters. Like, they got so many people out here worried about the wrong things. Like, everything is a headline. Everything is breaking news. Everything is plastered all over social media, and it just could have been an email. This could have been an email. What are we talking about? Your true identity in Christ is going to be the version of you that shows up despite what people think, despite what people say, despite other people's expectations of you, despite your own thoughts of yourself, all your own negative thoughts of yourself. Like, your true identity is found outside of the world and inside of that Bible. So go get you one if you haven't already. Yeah, things are starting to make sense to me. Like, the reason why God doesn't have me under that type of leadership anymore is because he does not want me to become that type of leader. Yeah, the reason why God doesn't have me in that environment anymore is because he don't want me to be influenced by that environment. The reason why God does not have me in that relationship, that friendship, that group is because he don't want me to become like that. The type of leader that God is raising you and I up to be are going to be leaders that aren't easily influenced by everybody else and are only influenced by God. We are becoming the types of leaders that aren't afraid to say what God places on our hearts and aren't afraid of backlash. We are not afraid to put ourselves out there and communicate the heart of Jesus, communicate, you know, our flaws and things like that on social media and all of the things. Like, I've been doing this. I've been talking about myself for years. And now I'm to the point where God is allowing me to go a little bit deeper. And I'm cool with that as long as people are getting saved. If that means that people are going to come to Christ, if that means that people are going to become their authentic and true selves, I'm cool with that. Whatever is needed for the kingdom, Lord, whatever is needed, I'm here. I am a willing vessel for you. So yeah, I think this season is going to consist of us deconstructing some things and really stepping into the new versions of ourselves. But also, I believe this is an opportunity for me to just talk, just have a conversation with you about things that God is revealing to me, but also communicating the wisdom and knowledge that I developed in this season of isolation. This is going to be me extracting that onto the podcast, onto Substack, and all of the things. So yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope that this episode was encouraging to you. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and do so. What's wrong with you? Why you playing? Make sure you follow me on all of my social media channels. Make sure you check the show notes below. And yeah, I love you guys. And I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.